Hey guys, welcome to the Brown Bricks. Oh my god, what's that over there?
Welcome to the Brown Books Podcast. My name is Jackson.
It's the most amount of spooks you can have in a podcast.
I guess it's also that thing.
Yes, my name is Jack Ghoul.
My name is Phineas Skeleton.
Oh, the scariest of them all.
I'm Jackson. I'm Jason's brother from Friday the 13th.
No, that's nonsense.
That's my name.
Jason had a brother?
Yeah.
No, he
doesn't. I'm his older brother, Jackson.
No.
Did you end up okay? Like, he got fucked up?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. He was nonverbal autistic as a kid, and then our mom died, and it really fucking drove him off the edge.
She beat the shit out of him, but you, like, got a good job. I would love it if, like, a serial killer, like, his sister's brother is just like, yeah, I'm living in, like, Florida right now. I've got a good job in an accounting firm.
Yeah, I don't really give a fuck about all that shit. I know.
What are we making? Scary movie? What the fuck is this?
Whoa, what if we open the door and the ghost face has boobies?
That would be pretty crazy.
What if the ghost face is Jenna Ortega, but she's naked and she has the mask on?
Yes. Yes, finally.
Yes.
How was your Halloween weekend, Jack?
It was good. It was good.
Did you do anything scary?
I did the scariest thing of all, which was go to a dive bar I've never been to before.
Ooh.
It seems like the runoff dive bar for teas, because there was a million people. Fuck. It seems like a runoff dive bar for some bars downtown, just because a lot of... Never mind. We're cutting this part.
I was working last night.
Fuck.
Then we had a cover, and people were getting real pissy about the cover.
Ooh, that sucks.
People get mad scary. They're getting possessed by fucking demons. And
there was a full moon on Friday, so it gave everyone bad energies, which every time there's a full moon and something happens in the bar where someone's like just being rude or upset, without fail, an astrology woman finds me.
She locates you.
And explains that it's because of the full moon.
That's women.
The full moon does a lot to you, Phineas. It's true.
That is, it's just like...
That expands your inner chakras and makes you act in ways you wouldn't normally.
Did anyone ever say...
Isn't it good to expand your chakras?
Well, you know, depends on how you are normally. If your chakras are flush normally, then you don't want to expand them any further because it's going to release too much energy into your body.
Oh, yeah, because if you expand them into the bad full moon energy, you're going to absorb a lot of that full moon energy and become a werewolf. I think it would be cool.
Is that what they think? Is that what the astrology...
What do you mean? Is that
a lot of, like,
think?
The astrology, a lot of the astrology people, it's all like, you know, it's never actionable in any real way. It's kind of just like mysticism where it's like, okay, something good might happen. Like, there's never... But I would love it if they're like, yeah, and if you do that too many times, you summon a demon. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, that's real.
A lot of the time you'll meet an astrology person and they'll be like, let me guess, and they never get it first try. It always takes them at least three.
Yeah.
And then when they get it right, they go, that makes so much sense.
Oh my god, I was thinking that to begin with, but I wanted to do the other ones just in
case.
Like,
you totally are. That lines up in every way.
Yeah.
If somebody, like,
then why didn't you get it first try?
Yeah. It's funny when they say, let me guess, and they ask you about different things, and it's like, you just met me. Like, how do you know any of, like, the underlying personality
you could not
traits
know
that
anything
relate
about
me to any of these stupid fucking stars
the
in the sky?
They're all the fucking same.
Yeah, they all are. That's the funny thing, is that I was trying to, because I'm an Aquarius, so I was trying to pin down exactly what an Aquarius was like, and every single one was like, oh, this, you're like a go-getter. It's like, no, you like to lay back, and like every single one had a different version of like what an Aquarius was.
Of course.
And it was funny just because everyone's like, oh yeah, that makes sense, and I'm like, no, all of them make sense, because they're all just like generic personality traits that you imbue yourself with.
Do you like to do things that you like to do, and also sometimes like to chill with your friends on the side? Then you're a fucking goddamn Taurus.
You're the kind of crazy guy who, when he's with his friends, loves to crack a joke.
Yeah, I do love the ones where it's like, you like deep conversations. And it's like, well, yeah, is anyone like, nah, nah. This is getting too...
I love stale, boring.
Yeah, I love just the most stale and
if
boring.
If it's not small talk, I'm not fucking with it.
I can't figure anything out about your personality by having a conversation...
If I can't play this conversation like Tetris and just zone out, then I don't want to talk to you at all. Sorry.
I want to know what you think about the weather. That's all I give a shit about.
The only thing I give a shit about.
That's crazy. What kind of weather is it outside? That's crazy.
I do love talking about the weather with strangers, though. When it goes to weather, I'm like, this is my kind of person. Not even kidding.
When it gets to weather...
Because when you're working down there and someone comes up and they're talking about anything deeper than weather, you're like, oh, God. Like, yeah. They want you to like emotionally like babysit them. And they're like, I'm having the worst night of my life and I feel terrible. And okay, I'm just trying to wait here till I clock out. But I'm kind of trapped up here with you right now.
Yeah, I don't like you. Like,
you're holding me hostage in this situation.
But then if they're like, it's getting pretty cold, I'm like, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Believe me, I know.
Immediately relate things that you can immediately...
Do you see that in my snow tonight? They're like, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
In October?
In October.
Damn,
you really are a fucking Cancer, aren't you?
I'm a what?
A Cancer.
No, he's such a Leo.
No, I'm not.
No, you're such a Capricorn.
Yeah, I'm a Capricorn.
Oh my God, I fucking knew it. I was thinking that the whole time.
That's what I say. At least three.
Yeah, I know. You need to... It's, you know, it's like Goldilocks type shit.
Why the fuck don't those things like fall evenly on the months? What's going... Oh, it's like moon cycles? No? What?
I don't fucking know.
What's up with that?
Well, I think they probably made it before the Gregorian calendar was introduced, right?
It was made by the...
How many of them are there even? Are there 10, 12? 12? There's 12.
There's 12.
I believe so.
12 months.
I don't know.
Fix it.
Bro, I make a concerted effort to know as little about this shit as I possibly can.
Because when I say I'm a Pisces, I'm just like, that means I was born in February pretty much. And it's like, no, that's actually not how it works.
Yeah. Well, when I say I'm an Aquarius, that also has like different implications depending on the time. Because January, most of it's like whatever my sister is.
Well, what does it mean if you're a Galer?
A Galer?
Yeah. Where do you have to be born?
That's
to become
in May.
A Galer? What?
Oh, that's in May. When you're born in May, you're a Galer. Oh, okay.
It's actually whenever exactly you were born. There's only one day.
And it's me. I'm it's the Galer.
You're the Galer.
You're the only true Galer.
You're like the one slur, but
it's down to the
no true Galer.
You have to cut down a bunch of trees as the Galer to make a bunch of beds to fuck different people on, but only men.
Well, no. First of all, I fuck women, and second of all, I think Taylor Swift is gay. That's what.
Oh,
my,
okay.
That's what my ideology.
You've
is
seen
about.
Jack. The thing that has the Galer community in shambles.
Which one?
Taylor Swift. I don't know if it was in a book or a media statement or what.
Who gives a shit?
But she was like, yeah, there was a time where I stopped dating and only hung out with my female friends.
Yeah.
In hopes that people would stop sexualizing me constantly. Because they're not going to sexualize me with my female friends, right? And she's like, but they did. And so people are saying... This is her discrediting the Galer community.
The Galer allegations.
I would love if she's on those messages.
But
boards.
I was looking through a thread, and Galers, they're saying, she's just calling out the media.
Yeah.
Right? And they describe...
Not what, us fucking
There was a
weird.
Comment where they described what they do as thoughtful analysis of her music through a queer lens by lesbian English majors.
Thoughtful analysis of looking at her with other girls in a picture and being like
ooga, ooga.
I don't know that that's how I would characterize the Galer community. But they seem to think that, you know, the dream's alive and well. The Galer is real.
Furiously flicking the bean to the idea that Taylor is singing this song about her ex-boyfriend about a woman. Instead.
Yeah, she just changed all the pronouns.
Yeah. That's definitely what's happening there, I'm sure.
That would be funny if she dated a non-binary person. Or like one person that would like was gender fluid. So every time she went on stage, she'd have to call them and be like, what are you now? And they're like, oh, I'm a woman. It's like, okay, I've got to change like the pronouns in all my lyrics for this song.
I don't think that's how that would work.
That's what woke America wants.
I mean, they would surely
they would just use.
Surely if you're writing a song about your gender fluid partner, you just use they them.
Yeah.
No, but what if they're like, that doesn't describe me at that moment? I am a
well, that's
he.
Not really how well, that works.
Then you'd be like, look, I can't make fluid music. I just don't.
Sorry, then you can't write the song.
You got to make like four different versions.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Four.
Taylor's version.
Why not?
Just in case.
Four for, you know, Z-Zim. Something else.
Z-Zim.
Entirely.
Did you hear that the woke media finally lost after that South Park came out?
They thought they won, but when happened? You're siding with Cartman in the episode of South Park, you've definitely lost the plot.
It's funny.
What happened?
South Park, they had something called Into the Panderverse, and it was a thing about how there's at Disney, there's something called a Pander Stone in their basement, and they use that to make their movies stupid and gay and just add another gay female character into them, and everyone hates them, and everyone doesn't want them to do that. But Kathleen Kennedy keeps forcing them to do that. And the Panderverse, they use the Pander Stone too much. So a black woman who is Carmen in a different universe came to this universe and swapped out with Carmen into the other universe. And then they're like, damn, this does suck.
I don't, if you're trying to get like real social messaging out of South Park, I think you're cooked.
Well, what I think is funny about the social messaging is that it was literally just Matt and Trey Parker think it's lame. And I'm like, yeah, it's probably pretty fair that if you're replacing every character with like a woman who's gay, then it's like, I guess that is kind of lame.
Are they doing it that much, though?
They're really not. I think, well, but did
know.
You
just
hear
stop about watching Marvel movies for a million other reasons before because there's gay women in it,
did
right?
Did you hear about what they did with Snow White? Now that all conservatives are like, we need to get behind Snow White.
They hate Snow White because they hate the lady that is Snow White.
So, no.
I thought it was then, because they got rid of all the little dwarves. People.
No, but did you see that after the South Park episode came out, and this was definitely the reason that
it's
they did that.
Stupid. I don't
they changed
shit.
The picture, so now they're all like CG abomination.
They look horrible.
They look awful.
And, I like them, but they look
no. But
so weird.
Before they looked like
they
the,
fire the other people. Then
yeah, I think so. Like they're just like we're
well,
pushing
the,
what back.
What they really should have done is changed their faces into like
just stop making
giant
these
CGI
movies.
Characters.
The other people,
these movies are not good. Just stop making.
The
them.
Other did. The other people did look like the homeless Planeteers, where they were just like a completely ethnically diverse group of people.
They weren't,
and they had every single height imaginable.
I mean, they weren't dwarves, yeah.
Yeah, they were just like not dwarves, and they were like, okay, because we're making a movie about little people, we cannot like say, like we cannot like be like, okay, this is only little people, and if we only have one little guy, then it's going to be bad. So they literally just had like a height chart, and you can see that there's all of the heights accounted for, and they're like, now you can't say anything about it.
Snow White and the seven different height people.
Different fellas, and it's all a bunch
seven
of
different fucking people.
But it's also like, who cares? Like, Snow White's not a good movie.
Snow White fucking sucks ass,
but like Snow White's a good movie because the animation's amazing for the time.
Yeah,
like Snow White
okay.
is like a revolutionary animation for the time, and I think that's really cool. And then they came out and everyone's just like, oh, there's gonna be a live action Snow White, and the reaction wasn't, well, that kind of defeats the whole purpose of making it because that story kind of just fucking sucks. And instead they were like, why is Snow White Puerto Rican? Like, huh? And I'm like, that's not even like in the top 10 of the reasons why this is gonna suck ass.
Yeah, her name is Snow Goddamn White. Why doesn't she look like she's the fucking pale death?
I will say,
pale of snow.
Recasting Snow White as a Puerto Rican woman is a little like recasting Black Panther with a Puerto Rican woman.
It's like Snow White, white people's Black Panther.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Snow White's white people's Black Panther because it's like, you know, there's a lot of people.
I think that was Frozen.
There's a lot of people where the race does not matter, whatever. Snow White's supposed to be white as snow. That's like,
I mean, you can still tell the story with that, but it is weird to have a character who's still
well,
named
I'm not
after
gonna lie,
super white.
Puerto Rican woman, she's fucking white. That lady's white.
I was gonna say, you could have, like, but it would be way more offensive if you had everyone in the cast be Puerto Rican and the lightest white-skinned Puerto Rican be the main character because her skin is white as snow, and that's why she's special and so cool.
She is a white lady, I will say. Like, you can be Puerto Rican and be white.
Yeah. I do like how her career is just ruined because she offhandedly said, like, some press stuff that they told her to say where they're like, yeah, the prince, he was, like, an asshole, and honestly, he's probably not even gonna. You can cut most of his scenes because he doesn't matter. What really matters is Snow White and her journey, and it's like shit that clearly, like, some guy.
What the fuck? Oh, yeah, she pricked her finger on the needle.
Yeah, she pricks her finger on... No, that's Sleeping Beauty. Snow White eats the apple.
Oh, yeah, okay. Why?
I don't know, because the evil witch gave it
to
her.
The queen, the evil witch queen lady, she's mad that she's not the fairest of them all.
Yeah.
And so she tricks Snow White into eating a poison apple that can only be awoken by true love's kiss.
Yeah. Which is a great story. Why would
she make
a poison
apple that just fucking killed her?
If they get that story wrong...
She didn't know how to make one of those.
Yeah.
She didn't just know how to make a sleepy apple.
They just knew how to make the eternal sleep.
Also, that is the same plot of Sleeping Beauty. What the fuck?
Yeah. No. Well, it's very similar.
there's certainly parallels. We will say that. I do think that it's something where it's like, again, obviously that movie with that plot structure, with a two-hour runtime, was going to be a cinematic masterpiece and with no problems, so I can understand why people were getting so mad that the Snow White movie
just everyone has to stop talking about this live action shit and stop watching it.
Yeah,
because I want them to stop making them.
Yeah,
so please tell all your friends,
yeah,
don't watch Snow White, not because they have gay or POC people in it, but because it's ass.
Yeah.
Because it's ass and they need to stop making live action remakes.
Can't both sides of the aisle come together to be these just aren't very good.
Bro, I watched the new live action Haunted Mansion with my mom.
Why?
I don't know. We have very little crossover.
That came out like back in like September.
Yeah, no, that came out in July.
Or July.
It was like a summer movie.
That movie is like...
They swapped it around
fucking,
with the
Marvels. That is a long fucking movie for a children's slightly spooky movie. It was like 2.5 hours or something. It's like,
Jesus.
What the fuck?
What the hell?
Yeah.
Like, this is for little babies.
Is there something going on where they have to like make movies 2 hours long?
I don't know, dude. I'm wondering, like, why are they doing that?
It's like, is there like an ad thing? Do they just get more theaters because of that or what?
Nah. Well,
Captain Marvel is going
to
be the shortest Marvel
movie. It has to be at least 2.5 hours before they can put mid-rolls on it.
Oh, yeah. get YouTube TV.
I would fucking take a mid-roll in the middle of fucking Killers of the Flower Moon just so I could go piss, but...
Yeah, that's the...
That was a good movie.
No, I would take a mid-roll in the middle of the new Captain Marvel that's going to come out.
For an hour?
I am going to see
it. An hour-long movie?
Apparently, it's like an hour, like 20 minutes. Like, it's like one of those movies where it's like it plays on the Disney Channel. And I'm like, I'm just curious now. Because like everything around this has been like just such a fucking dumpster fire.
Honestly, thank good. Good. Make it an hour 20.
Yeah. No, that was the best.
I don't mind your movie being shit if I don't have to watch it for very long.
Yeah.
I can sit through some shit.
And be like, that was kind of cool.
I'm not going to watch it.
The fact that Quantumania was over 2 hours is like an actual crime.
Well, what was Quantumania?
The
Ant-Man.
The one we're talking about excessively.
Where Kang goes back in time and rapes someone in the 20s. And our YouTube commenters told us that was a really funny and cool joke.
They thought that was really good. They liked that quite a bit.
Well, the people who liked the video liked that quite a bit. The people who...
People are
who
being
commented?
Mean to us on YouTube.
Let's see what the yeah. let's see what the
what the hell's up with
let's
that.
Let's see what you've written in.
I said everything right.
I didn't say a single bad thing.
I enunciated every letter correctly.
I deserve no hate. Please stop. Please, if you know anyone who's being mean to me, tell them to stop.
Mr. Bleach Queen
nice.
Says, "Why is ephemeral rift?"
Yeah, well because that was
Luke
what the whole
said,
thing was about.
Brain rot.
Okay, two people said brain rot.
Not very useful commentary.
Septic Lad said, "And now I want to die." It's
okay,
probably about
well,
the stories we said and not about the podcast itself, I assume.
Well, look, there's two like things going bot. On here, in my opinion. Is one, you clickbait the shit out of people by making the title, "Is it okay for a white non-racist person?"
A non-black non-racist
or a
person.
Non-black non-racist person to say the N-word in reference to a guy who was talking about that.
And then
we
also had
him. But people came in
yeah
thinking that was our position.
Yeah, you guys
and then also
we
the when the video pond. Starts it starts with you two motherfuckers singing that
kicking out your yacht for the Riz. That was literally the opening to it.
I'm sorry.
Before BBP started we started doing the opening.
I didn't know that it was going to be the eventual title.
We yeah. gotta We got to cut this cringe stuff out, guys. We can't be cringe.
That's true. We got to be based.
Fine.
Let's... We don't know. We can't be based either. We have to be neither cringe nor based.
Some sort of yin-yang.
Sort of neutral.
Yeah, it's got...
Neutral Milk
Hotel. It's got about 450 views now.
Well, that's not good.
That's sticking at your gut for Drizzler.
No, Jack, we know they don't respond well to that.
Test audiences have said they hate sticking at their gut
for
the
Drizzler. They've described it as brain rot.
Yeah, that is probably the most accurate representation of that moment in the podcast, if they didn't listen to anything beyond that.
Hey, these guys got to pretend like they got their own lives when they're sitting there listening to our goddamn podcast, calling us the ones with brain rot. Fuck you.
I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, I think that it was something where, like, when I saw that, because also, that was a, I'm going to say, as far as clickbait thumbnails go, that was a good thumbnail.
I mean, it's by the books. It's a textbook clickbait.
But it's like,
red
it's so
circle.
Pure.
Inflammatory shit.
Pointing at him, arrow. Says N-word okay. I think that's solid.
I think it's...
Guys, we think the N-word is not okay to say.
No.
Just to be clear.
Here's the brown
no
bricks
matter
position
who
on the N-word.
You are.
Stinko.
Stinko, man.
It's a pretty spooky word, and we don't want to say it. Now on the Brown Books podcast.
Okay, what the fuck is this?
Well,
what?
You know who's a...
Hamas redefines evil.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a picture of Voldemort, upset. Why is the phone involved?
Because he's looking at the horrors that Hamas is ringing. So, like, Hamas was doing stuff that even makes Voldemort
upset. Was this made by AI?
This was made by, AI, but then posted by the Israel Twitter account. Yeah, and they've been posting like a Tumblr teen for the past little bit.
They've been posting cringe pretty heavily.
And it's funny because they gave like them a different, they gave all the countries a different check mark to say that like, oh, you're the real deal. It's like a silver check mark. So it's like whenever I see an Israel post, I'm like, that's fake. And then you look at it and you're like, nope.
It's real.
They really, it's like that one, remember that one you like Ukraine post that they did where like the UN, which the UN's always posting cringe shit, but it's like the one where they were like, the Ukraine, we are the Harkonnens defeating the, it's like we are Luke and the resistance fighting against Darth Vader and the Empire. And it's like, oh my God.
Stop.
Man,
stop this right now.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Elon's got his rare W, the last one he'll probably get of his life.
As we get
but
him.
Trying to give Starlink to Palestine. Kind of neat, but then Israel was immediately like, no, you're not allowed to do that.
It's funny. Have you seen like the one truck that they have that just doxes all the people who are like,
yeah,
pro Israel?
That shit is fucking insane.
It's funny because they just parked it out of some in front of some guy's house. And it's like, well, that's clearly you're just trying to intimidate him.
If there was anywhere to put a car bomb, I think I know where that would go.
Allah Akbar.
Okay, well, you could pronounce Apple's, it a little, little bit
bar.
Better than that.
Apple snack bar.
That's not even close.
You're coming up.
I have nothing to say. You're all looking at me.
you came up. I just figured
right,
you were
well,
like...
Speaking of scary things, you know who's a ghost now?
Who?
Matthew Perry.
Yeah, rest in peace. Now,
who's he again?
Friends.
Chandler.
Friends.
Good.
So no one told
me. And
he was
he's Benny from Fallout New Vegas.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, that's sad then.
Yeah, that's actually, I get it now.
Something you can
I was going to say I'm more of a Seinfeld guy, so I don't give a shit, but Fallout New Vegas is good.
This is the equivalent. This is the equivalent for Friends fans when Kramer said the N-word.
Wait, Elaine is from Friends?
Elaine is from Seinfeld.
Okay, never mind.
Just
I don't
Lane.
Care.
Just Lane is from Seinfeld.
Ghislaine is from Seinfeld.
That would be cool if one of the
other,
four.
Oh yeah, there's that blonde bitch in Friends.
Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Yeah, Phoebe.
Wait. Yeah, Phoebe's blonde throughout the entire thing. Monica's blonde hair. And Rachel is like sandy blonde.
Wait, there's three women in Friends.
No,
three,
too many.
Three ladies.
I don't even remember.
There's three ladies and three dudes.
I say get.
Wait,
yeah.
Who are the other two dudes?
There's Ross.
Oh, yeah, Ross. I know Ross.
Chandler.
Yeah, Chandler.
Joey. He's the dumb one.
Oh, yeah. They all seem like they're dumb ones. They all seem dumb.
No, but that's like the joke is that they're all like... But some of them
but
are like...
Joey's like the dumb
one. Yeah. he's like the fun dumb one. Everyone else is like dumb, but in a way that they don't think they're dumb, so they just come off as really fucking annoying.
Are they all friends?
Oh yeah, they're friends.
They are friends.
They fuck.
Sometimes they have sex with each other.
Sometimes they have sex.
Some of them have sex.
Well, we're friends, guys.
Well, that's different.
I don't want to do the podcast.
What's going on there?
First we gotta get three ladies here.
Oh yeah. Okay, there we go. The guys don't have sex with each
no,
other?
No, the guys have the guys. Sex. We just need the three ladies, so we have like a group, and then it's like, who's going to fuck? And then we all just fuck each other.
That doesn't happen in Friends.
You do an orgy episode in the last episode?
Don't fucking Friends. No.
Do the guys fucking Friends?
The guys don't fucking
Friends. You can have an orgy with your friends and not fuck them. You know, you're just both there at the orgy.
Eiffel towering, high-fiving.
Yeah.
It's just instead of an orgy, well, we call it an orgy, but we're all just standing in Jackson's apartment naked in
that
different
so
corners
cool.
of the room, kind of looking around.
Yeah, we're waiting. We text every woman that we know, and then we're just waiting.
Please.
We're like, hey, do you want to hang out tonight?
And you guys are like Snapchatting and just like us in the corner, like kind of frumpy looking, soft penis, like orgy going on at mine. Anyone interested?
No, you're Snapchatting. Yeah. Somehow you've got like your legs spread out so you get your penis and your like feet in there, but then you just have two other frumpy guys. So it's just me and Phineas like looking at you with soft penises as you're taking a picture.
It's a bathroom selfie where we're all shoulder to shoulder, straight face looking in the mirror with our dicks
fucking
out.
Weezer cover.
It's very cold. Yeah, it's the Weezer cover, but we're naked. Orgy.
Please, somebody come over. We're so cold. We need to warm up.
That's even worse. That's somehow the worst pickup line you could have said to someone.
Orgy in my apartment. It's cold.
It's burr. Hopefully, you can warm me up.
The heat's out, so make sure now, you come prepared.
The best idea, though, is that you, instead of sending this out individually, you just do, like, that's too much work. You just have a big group message with every woman in your contacts, and you just send that.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, guys, kill. Don't know if any of you guys have plans for tonight.
I would worry about the amount of takers I would get that I'd be like, ooh, I really wish you didn't say yeah.
No.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no. No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, did you hear about the one guy from, who's like this Japan streamer who went around?
Yeah.
And he kept yelling like, Nagasaki, 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 or like Hiroshima,
name,
Hiroshima.
Johnny Salami.
Johnny
three
Salami.
Times Nagasaki Johnny shows Molly. Up in the mirror behind you.
Yeah, and then it says boo, and it blows up.
I actually like, there was the video of the guys who are racing across Japan to like get somewhere, and their move was to just get in the bullet train and hide in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
So that like they wouldn't buy tickets. But then they like one time like the guy had the ticket checker guy just like waiting outside the bathroom for him, and he just like pretended he was like really fucked up and like
that's so
over.
Funny.
And then he just started running.
No, dude, that entire thing was so awkward.
You're such a piece.
It's the same
shit.
Guy who had that one thumbnail where he's like, I went to the poorest village in the world, and he's surrounded by a bunch of like small, hungry black children, and he's like, whoa. It's like, you remember that one?
Yeah, no, I know.
That thumbnail.
I remember the one where it's like giving African children Swedish fish.
That was Swedish good.
Fish. And it's just, he makes videos where he's like, I'm getting them Skittles now. he's like, y'all don't know about this.
Just
he gives a
rap.
Black kid a Skittle, and they like it.
Yeah, no, those guys are being real pieces of shit, and they're ruining, like, tourism almost.
Well,
like
Japan's
like,
already kind of like incredibly xenophobic.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where you just have this like group of people who are like horrible streamers taking advantage of a lot of kindness from those people.
Mm-hmm.
And like the problem with Japan is that the moment that they're like, oh, a couple of foreigners do this, they're like, this
time
is just
to
how
crack down
yeah this
the
is
whole
just how foreigners
country.
work, and so they're just like, you're donezo. And so apparently, yeah, a lot of people have been like, you have to apologize for the foreigners, for people who have been living there for like 5 years. They're like, how do you feel? And they're like, the one, like,
what do you mean? I haven't done anything wrong.
I always like think back to like abroad in Japan. He was on like a news thing when Logan Paul did his Suicide Forest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they opened the door and they just had him always holding a big camcorder. And they're like, who YouTuber. Are you? And he's like, I am YouTuber. And they made him do that like 8 times. And then they go and they made him watch in his apartment with his camera right next to him, the Suicide Forest video. And they're like, now look really distraught. And he just had his head in his hands and he was like shaking it. And he's like, no. And so then he's like, how did you feel when you saw that? He's like, I felt appalled. It was horrible. This is a beautiful country.
I felt appalled. Logan appalled.
Nice. I love Chris Maverick.
I was a part of the Mavericks.
I go like Chris Broad.
I do like he's like wearing his Maverick merch and he's just like, just sweating. You know, I just
yeah, it was pretty fucked up. Shit. Yeah, it was, shit.
God
shit.
Damn it. But like, if Logan ever sees this, I'm sorry.
Chris Broad's definitely one of my favorite YouTubers, I gotta say.
Yeah, he's
Chris nice. Brown.
Chris Brown.
Broad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what would Chris Brown's YouTube channel look like?
I don't know, but I know Jason Derulo posts a lot of YouTube shorts.
Jason Derulo does like
does
the,
he just
like
do
Sniper
his,
Wolf
do his voice.
No,
the whole
no,
time.
He Derulo does reaction the, videos.
Yeah, he just literally he does Sniper Wolf reactions where it's him in the top part, and then it's like
and the, and
actual
then
TikTok.
Watches the video says Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
He doesn't do the Jason Derulo.
No,
fuck.
The brand he has
he not understand his own brand.
He has horrible branding. He's literally just making, like Jack said, Sniper Wolf videos. He's making reaction content.
Yeah, that's all he does now.
I'm not joking.
It's tons.
I mean, it's Jason Derulo. Oh,
okay, yeah. So it seems like he does understand then.
No, yeah. Well, I think it's one of those things where he did that once,
well,
and
let me
he realized
pull up Jason Derulo.
Doing any other YouTube. Content takes so much longer, and he's like, "Oh, I just found a cheat code.
What?
Where if you have any modicum
songs."
Of fame,
does he have
I know the one where it's Miku but
a Miku song?
No, there's a Miku song where she says Jason Derulo because she's talking about she's a lesbian for a girl who got taken away from got taken away by a guy.
Yeah, see, he's just like reacting to shit. He has a Squid Game clickbait video there.
Fuck,
like, is he in this one? Yeah, he's making Squid Game videos. It's Jason Derulo.
Oh wow, that's so cool!
He's making
shot,
like,
and then they bust it down.
Yeah, they bust
they
it down.
Shot.
They're getting shot, and then they're bussing it down when they get shot after they get looked at by the Squid
Did
Game.
Did you see the trailer for the Netflix Squid Game like reality show?
I didn't watch that. I knew it like came out.
No, it's not out.
Oh, it isn't.
They just released the trailer.
Does it look like
recently.
Shit?
Yeah, it's obviously like it's just Squid Game, but this time it's actually real. I mean, they don't die. Obviously,
yeah.
But it is very sad.
That's literally nothing like Squid Game.
Yeah.
If they don't die, don't make the show.
Well, like,
they
do make it literally as fast as Mr. Beast did it, where you can just capitalize on the hype and be like, oh, that is cool. Someone won money.
No. I mean, the production value looks kind of decent.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure they didn't spend like no money because like people are still going to watch this. People love reality TV.
But they did. There was a funny clip at the end of the trailer where they did like the game where you jump across between the glass panels, and the guy just falls through the glass.
That's cool.
I thought it was kind of funny.
That's
fucking
that's
eating
sick.
Shit off the wipeout panels.
That's
see, that's what Squid Game really should be. Everyone should just be a new wipeout track that you have to complete. You know,
Squid Game. I would have liked Squid Game the show more. Is if every single round was that one thing where they cut the hole out of. The
yeah, they got to jump.
And there's
the
a
hole.
Bunch of fat guys, and then they're like, "I don't think I'm gonna survive the next round." And then it has them doing the ballerina pose. And
they get dumped into the lava,
and they get dumped into the.
Yeah, they didn't make it. That was a fun TV show as a kid, too. What the fuck was that called?
Cut Out.
No, it was
not
called
So You
cut
Think
out.
You're Really Fat.
So You Think You Can Fit Through a Hole
in the Wall that's moving.
Better than a fifth grader.
Yeah, better than a fifth grader who
fifth
could just
grader
sit
would be
down.
Pretty good at getting through that little hole in the wall.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear that someone's taking away my fucking charged lemonade?
Yeah, Jack. I think they kind of have to now.
What's
I think they're getting
on?
A lawsuit.
So there was a charged lemonade at Panera. I am
charged lemonade?
It's called charged lemonade.
I'm like what they like to call in the biz, like mildly addicted to caffeine. I have like 3 cold brews a day when I work.
Yeah.
They call you a caffeined in the biz.
I'm a caffeined. And I love over the weekend, just to treat myself, I get the Panera charged lemonade, which is as much caffeine as like 2 4 Locos or like a cold brew and
Red Bulls in one serving.
Like, oh yeah, that rocks.
It's like an insane amount of caffeine.
Does it taste good?
Yeah, it tastes good. It tastes like good lemonade. And then you're like, oh, now I feel like a skeleton that's like coming out of its body. It's awesome.
That does sound nice.
It's like, it's what you want from caffeine. But the problem is that it was something where after I heard the whole story, I felt bad because like, it was like somebody had like basically a heart problem and then she ordered that and she got it, drank it and died. And she was like a 21-year-old chick. But I was like, okay, you're an idiot. That clearly says there's a lot of caffeine. But instead, she actually just asked the person, she's like, how much caffeine is in this? And she's like, it's like half a cup of coffee. And that's what the person at the thing said. And she says, okay, I can probably drink this without dying. And it's like, just
probably
kidding.
Probably didn't know.
And then she just, but there was something really funny because there was this one person who is people were clowning on because she sounds like she's on cocaine and she's describing why the charged lemonade was so important to her because she sounds like she's literally like on she's got like a cocaine problem with momentum is what she sounds like. I'll pull it up.
Something that should be illegal, 100% should be illegal. So, and it has to do with this drink. Give me a second. So, I at Panera. Oh, I cannot get myself straight. I work at Panera. No, I don't. I work in a Panera. I work in a Panera when I'm doing my work because I don't want to pay for a co-working space, but working at home makes me want to dig my own grave because I'm alone and I don't have human interaction. So, I work at my local Panera. Understand? And when I'm at my local Panera, they have free refills. This is the mango yuzu citrus charged lemonade. Whoa, this is gonna be a whirlwind. Okay, and it has caffeine, and I knew that. But
I knew that.
When I'm sitting there, I'll drink 4 or 5 of these.
Jesus
and I was like, man, when I work at Panera, I feel great. I feel awesome. I get so much done. Well. So my husband is a type 1 diabetic, so we were going through the drive-thru because I wanted one, and he was like, oh, I want some, and so he went to look up the nutritional facts about the drink so that he could have some and then adjust his blood sugar, right? This, the regular size has 82 grams of sugar, grams of sugar. Whatever, let's push that aside. It has 260 milligrams of caffeine.
Holy shit.
Espresso has 63 milligrams of caffeine. 63 for one shot of espresso. I don't drink coffee. I don't have caffeine very much. I drink the Diet Coke sometimes. I'm not used to caffeine like that. And I feel like the Hulk. And I'm drinking these. And I really like them. I've decided I'm going to water them down. But Panera, who's going to create a product with 263 milligrams of caffeine? Look what you're doing. I'm dying.
What is the largest amount of caffeine you can take in the smallest, like, size?
Probably like a capsule. Like a capsule of just pure caffeine.
Take caffeine. Yeah.
You could probably literally just take, like powdered caffeine. And then you could just put it into a horse capsule.
Mm.
I remember
Yummy.
One of our friends from high school, she went to like Penn or whatever. Yeah. And I remember I was like visiting like Penn for some reason and she was like, oh, like, yeah, let's go.
I went to her sister school pencil.
I went to Transylvania, so we're also okay. That was their brother school. It was like it was like, oh, let's go get coffee at like 10, and so I just ordered like a water, and she came in, she ordered like a full coffee, and then I was like, oh wow, you're still like drinking caffeine. She's like, yeah, I just don't sleep for like 3 days, and I was like, oh, and
you're still drinking
she
caffeine.
Brought out
what did you
from
mean
her
by
backpack
that?
She's like, it was like 10 o'clock at night, and it was like, okay. I was like, okay, this is like a little late for like a heavy coffee. And yeah, then so she brought out a like bottle of just caffeine pills. And she's like, I love these
things.
Oh
my God.
And they're just like,
Jesus.
You pop them and they're just like basically mini Adderalls.
Fuck, that's
hell yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, I know. I was, I was intrigued. When she said that, I was like, going to have to look into that. Interesting. Looking into it.
Yeah, that could not be me. I think I'm going to have a heart problem if I drank any of that shit.
Oh, yeah.
I love lemonade. I haven't ever tried their charged lemonade. Now I won't have the honor of doing so. But it could have been me.
I gotta go.
So it's totally gone now, or they're about to.
Well, so they're getting sued. So they're probably just gonna like get rid of it.
They're gonna drop it for
gonna drop the amount a shit ton. I'm gonna go and stockpile.
How?
I'm gonna go and just have. How? I'm just gonna go fill up my bathtub with charged lemonade. I'll just be the stinkiest boy of all time.
You ever see that video where the guy he gets like a McDonald's cup and he ties it to a tube that goes through the sleeve of his jacket?
Oh yeah,
into a reservoir.
Wasn't like that like for the Baja Blast?
Yeah,
yeah.
Do that. You said you get free refills on it.
Yeah,
do that.
But you have to give them the thing to get the free refills. Oh. You can't just, like, most of the time, I don't think the charged lemonade is over, like, I think it's over the counter.
Yeah.
So
no, you're not, like, refilling it yourself.
Some places have free refills
lemonade,
for lemonade.
They do have,
there.
Like, regular lemonade.
Yeah. They got, like, the gun, the charged lemonade.
Yeah,
like,
but some places also just have, like, a little tap thing.
No, they have that for the regular lemonade and all the sodas, but for the charged lemonade you have to go back there because I think they're afraid about children getting it, because like you have to refill it and be like, this is a charged lemonade, give me a charged lemonade.
They knew it was bad. They knew they were doing something.
But like, I like the idea where they're like, give it to me, and just like a long hose sticking out of my hand as they go to refill it. And they just, they're
it's
like,
coming out of your sleeve.
Yeah, and they're like, siphoning it away. Paid enough to care about this. I mean, I'd probably just be like, I'm not refilling it. And I'd be like, why? Why?
Why? What's the problem?
That's my cup.
What do you mean?
Is that not my
cup? Are you a cop?
Are you a cop?
Then shut the fuck up.
You have
up.
To tell me that
shut
if you are.
Bitch.
You're like Voldemort. You're like Voldemort being scared of Hamas.
I'll fucking kill you. Give me the charged lemonade. I need it. I need the lemonade.
We need to get charged lemonade to the Palestinians during this hard time.
Or the Israelis. Just see like a fucking tornado.
No, we need to take. They've had too much charged lemonade.
The Israelis, they're too charged.
That's what's causing all this. Is they had a few too many charged lemonades.
They're raving too hard.
The guys were like, "What if we the paragliders? The guys who are on the paragliders?
Yeah,
those guys got their first hit of charged lemonade, and they're like, I've got a fucking idea.
It's like how they're
bad to be
giving
baller
soldiers meth in World War II, you know? Yeah. But yeah, now we do charged lemonade.
That is, like, really smart, honestly. Just giving a bunch of soldiers meth.
They still do.
Sign me up.
They still do that shit, dog.
They
don't
do?
Don't you disbelieve it.
Oh, yeah, the Friday Night Funkin' Frazbear's Freddy's movie came out.
Are we gonna go watch the FNAF movie?
Do you want to?
Not in theaters. Fuck that.
Oh, it's on Peacock. Like right now, it's on Peacock.
Oh shit, let's do that.
Oh, this is pretty good.
What? Why am I watching a lady in a bikini?
So it's a lady
about to eat shit on the ice. Yeah, classic.
That's pretty good. That's our little break. That's our.
Did you like my baby video, Jack? That I posted in the group chat.
Let me. Be reminded.
You need audio.
We need audio.
Audio is crucial.
Oh yeah. Wait. I didn't even see it with the audio, and I thought it was still pretty funny.
We can cut this out. But
that's pretty good. No, I like that video. I like that way. I'll turn it to normal.
So that's like a maybe like 2-year-old girl smacking a baby in the face.
Oh yeah, that was pretty good. It was a 2-year-old girl and there's a little baby laying down and she was starting to cry and then she's like, poof, and she gave her a real slap.
The reason I bring this up is because I found this fantastic video in the on the Mean Babies playlist on YouTube.
Good playlist.
It's a good playlist, but here's the issue. The Mean Babies playlist, it only has 35 videos, you know?
Yeah.
It's only having the best videos of babies being mean to other babies.
They've really narrowed it down because there's some where it's like that's not really.
So you're already limited in the amount of mean baby content you can watch with only 35 videos. And what does YouTube do?
What?
They remove 19 of them.
That's
real
fucking
scam.
That's like actually, this is our 1984.
It is 1984. I'm down to 16 Mean Baby videos.
That's the number of 9/11s that
you could create some Mean Baby videos.
I'd need a baby who was mean.
You've got access to babies.
Do you guys want to dress up as babies?
No, I don't want to dress up as a baby.
All right, I'll be the director. You two are going to be my babies.
Okay. I'm the mean baby.
You both have to be mean.
What do you mean we both have to
You're
be
gonna,
mean?
You're going to... Look, I don't know if you've seen this playlist. I don't know how much of this playlist you've watched, but the best videos on it are the videos where there's more than one mean baby.
You need two mean babies.
Who's the baby
really
we're hitting?
You're both hitting each other. You're two mean babies.
I like it when there's one mean baby and the other baby cries like a fucking baby.
Well, you're
bitch.
Not the director.
This movie's falling
well, I'm
apart.
Not agreeing to this part then.
This is like when Jenna Ortega.
I'll ruin you. You'll never work again if you don't take this mean baby role.
If you don't take Mean Babies 2.
I do like the idea you're shooting. I'm in a fucking diaper. And I'm like, Mean Baby number one. I feel like he would be more passive at the very beginning. He wouldn't be as mean.
Mean Baby 1, see, on first view, you think Mean Baby 2 is the instigator. But you got to be subtle, Mean Baby 1. You got to show that you were kind of stirring shit up before he even got in your face.
Yeah, you're using a bit too many goos and gahs.
You were gooing and gahing in a... explicitly disrespectful way.
That's what he sounds like, right?
Yeah, see, a baby like that is getting smacked by another baby.
Deservedly so.
Yeah, and he might just deserve it.
I've learned things about baby behavior from watching them fight on the Mean Babies playlist.
What have you learned? Do you think they it would make you a better
on
parent?
On an evolutionary instinct level, a baby's most reliable fighting move is to pull hair. They go for that every time.
Yeah, and well, that's
because they got that baby grip. You know?
They got baby grip strength.
Baby grip.
Well, and they also know that like nothing else. I guess they could if the ears. Babies don't really have like good ears, good pulling ears. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to pull in on a baby's ear. You're not winning that fight.
Yeah, exactly.
If
I was fighting a baby, I wouldn't go for the ear.
Don't let them take you to the ground.
Yeah, the baby's grappling.
Let them latch onto your leg. You have a hard time.
You gotta strike and keep your distance.
You gave me like a very beautiful image in my mind, which is a baby grappling onto my leg and like biting me. And I just go and I'm like right next to that couch or a table. And then I go and like hit my leg. I just do like a chop down to my leg.
Hammer kick down.
Like a hammer kick onto the thing, onto the baby.
Called an axe kick.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Do a little axe kick onto the baby. Yeah. See how well he likes that, huh?
Scary baby. Well, that's a real horror story right there. Scary zombie baby.
You know what a real horror story is?
Two-sentence horror. I was fighting a baby. I lost.
Oh, shit. That's a scary baby.
Collapsing really into scary baby. The armchair.
Holy fuck.
Grown man.
Collapsing into the armchair, still bleeding, unable to eat, and barely conscious, I was relieved to finally see a doctor. These symptoms are relatively normal for a woman your age. As they persist, if they persist, please see me again.
That does suck.
That's
Sorry.
Really scary.
So, I mean, that would suck.
Oh, no. I feel so famished. Oh, actually, you're just a weak baby. You're just a weak little woman.
You're a pathetic child.
Oh, women are better at pain tolerance. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you're a woman who hasn't had a kidney stone, don't at me.
In my home,
don't freak
out. There's
me,
a door
bro.
That shows my town once 1 week in the future. Today, I swung the door open to see the street at town square, missing posters, wearing my face scattered around the walls and telephone poles.
But he's going to go through the door and he's going to be missing.
Oh, no, but
for a week.
Oh, that's cool. That is scary. Yeah, that is scary.
What does he mean a fucking door shows you the
door?
A door shows
you
the
like,
week ahead.
A really high concept two-sentence horrors where it's like, I have an orb that gives me powers of levitation, but only to the ability of 10 feet. Yeah. That's required.
And that's the first sentence of the thing.
I
and then
let
it's like,
go
of... but then I stepped off a building.
Oh.
Guys, this one is really scary, okay?
Oh,
I don't know if I'm ready.
You'll be okay. I love you, she whispered, hugging my arm. The arm with the knife planted deep inside her guts, but which she just kept caressing.
But she just kept caressing. Number 10.
That's pretty fucking scary. Huh?
That rocks.
Oh. So, did he kill her?
No, he was stabbing her.
Then she said, I love you.
He was stabbing her while she was hugging his arm and saying, I love you.
I thought he was just holding the knife.
He was stabbing her in her guts.
And then she said, I love you.
She was okay with it.
And he was just holding the knife. And she died like Harakiri style.
I mean, I guess we don't know. We just know the knife is in her and the arm holding the knife, she's hugging and caressing while she says, I love you. That's all we know.
Maybe she walked into it like a dumbass.
This was pretty good. This one has 2,000 likes.
2,000 updudes.
I grabbed my girlfriend's hand and started praying as I realized I could not stop the car from swerving into oncoming traffic. Which, like, if you have enough time to grab something and start praying...
Oh, that was the second sentence. You haven't finished.
My girlfriend's eyes turned black, and she looked at me while whispering, prayers cannot help you. You sold your soul, baby. This is your fate.
Baby. You sold your soul, baby.
Oh, this one rocks. I beat Wednesday to death. How's that for deadpan? I quipped as I turned the cast iron on her annoying fucking uncle.
That's a good one. Damn.
I beat Wednesday to dumb fucking bitch.
Fuck you.
That would be a really good 2-sentence horror. I beat my wife, dumb fucking bitch.
Hell yeah, dude.
Rocks.
That guy really hates Adam's family, huh?
Let's see. My parents refused to believe me when I said a tall man in a black hat was responsible for my brother going missing in the oat fields.
Oat fields.
That's why I haven't told them that the man in the hat has come back every night since to stare at me through the bedroom window.
Did we explain that we're reading these off the subreddit?
No.
2-sentence horror?
No, we're saying spooky stories. Okay.
We're just telling stories.
We're just spitballing things that we did at some point.
Her feet feel so good in my mouth, I thought while licking her toes before putting the feet back in the box and grabbing another pair of feet.
These feet are a little bit worn out.
These feet are a bit stinky now. They're a bit stinky.
After the adult successfully used the teleportation service 5,000 times, a child was sent through it. I love, again, the high concept amount of, like, we need to, the teleportation. Like,
this is not the medium. 2-sentence horror is not your medium.
my orb of divination and teleporting. Building. After the child disappeared on one side, a note appeared on the other side that read, second payment received. You can perform 5,000 more teleportations.
So they sent a child
so it's a
through
demon.
They sent a child through the first time?
Maybe.
Or maybe.
Maybe they didn't know. Maybe it was just like they set that shit up.
But they said second payment received. What the fuck was the first one?
Ooh, that is scary.
No, but I
one child dead.
Well, I assume it was another child because they said you could teleport 5,000 more times.
Stick around for more great scares on the Brown Books.
Ooh,
podcast.
The Brown Books podcast with Joe Dragon and Jordan Ghoul.
You're saying our names wrong?
No.
Last night I had a dream in which I was clapping. Turns out I was actually clapping and the sound woke me up, but when I realized and stopped clapping, I heard one more clap that wasn't me.
And it was the clap of my ass cheeks
getting pounded. I was fucked so hard that I blacked out and started clapping.
I heard my ass clapping, so I had a dream where I heard clapping, but that made me actually clap while I was asleep. And when I woke up, I stopped clapping, but then there was still clapping because I was getting fucked.
I was getting fucked, but he stopped right after. Damn, well, I wouldn't want that. Here's a good one. This is 2-sentence wholesome, a classic.
2 cents.
This is a classic by Phineas Brick. I walked into the dungeon and there was a skeleton wielding a battle axe. Good thing I'm also a skeleton and that is my brother.
I did love that.
That one's good. Body bloodied, he limped into the ER yelling, "My girlfriend cut off my dick." Surgeons quickly realized that this well-endowed member that they were attempting to stitch back onto him was not his.
I cut off some other guy's dick off and his own penis.
And his own penis, and then he said,
Put that back on.
How about this one? Everyone ignored my yelps of pain. The 23-foot tall gorilla did not and added to them.
23-foot tall.
23-foot tall gorilla. Now that's scary.
Now that's horror.
That's so specific. It's like it's not King Kong size, but it's pretty big.
That's a big gorilla.
That's a picture that's like way bigger than any other gorilla.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, like, but why?
That's a monster for sure. It is also not King Kong size.
Yeah. But the monster's not doing anything supernatural. It's just a big gorilla.
Maybe it is King Kong. Is it hunched over? Or is he that tall?
No, we're gonna say spread out.
Spread eagle.
Yeah, spread eagle. Let's see. My mother had tears. I'm talking about the big gorilla. How much more can we talk about the big gorilla?
23 feet.
it's so fucking stupid.
That'd be a really big gorilla.
That would be scary.
It would be. It might actually
be King
Kong size.
It would be fucking scary. I'll give her that.
Jack, what's the biggest gorilla you ever seen?
Probably like max 7 feet.
A gorilla would, like, gorillas height-wise, they're not that tall, you know?
No, but when they stand up,
it's hard to tell because they're
always
on
their
knuckles,
yeah.
Which, why do they do that?
Yeah.
Just walk around.
Also, like, a regular gorilla would do just fine in that one.
Yeah, you could have just said gorilla.
A gorilla. You didn't have to say it's 23.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not going to add to your yelps of pain. It's going to smush
kill you in one hit. Like, if anything, it's scarier if it's a regular gorilla because that's going to take a while to kill you, probably.
Well, at least a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's going to, like, rip you limb from limb. This one's just going to, like, punch you once and kill you. It was like the baby crying thing. The gorilla is the big baby,
yeah,
and
you're crying.
The tiny baby, and it just smacks you.
Yeah.
My mother had tears in her eyes when she told me that her dad were taking me to Disneyland, but I've been looking for them at this rest stop for the last hour, and I can't find them. Yeah.
Her what?
She left them. She was like, "You're going to Disneyland."
Many of these where it's like, "I was at home, and then I killed somebody." It's like that.
My parents left.
I was in the middle of jerking off one night, and then I came, and all of those semen died because they're not born
because they didn't get put into a woman like they should.
While I was jacking off last night, I felt cum hit my belly. Second sentence, it wasn't mine.
I hadn't come yet. Looking down at my wiener, I realized I had not come yet. Wait. I said, that's quite queer.
What the hell?
That cum didn't come from me.
And then you look up and say, oh no.
This fucking six sentence horror story.
My boyfriend always insists I take my glasses off before sex. So last night I decided to fool him by wearing my contacts. All one sentence. It was going well until I saw him prop his phone up on the dresser. So he's just filming it? I mean, that's fucked up. I don't know if it's, like, scary.
That's because you're not a woman, Jack.
That's true. Damn. I feel like that's just, like, a crime. They just describe,
a lot of these are just, like, wouldn't it suck if someone, like, killed or raped or did this awful thing? It's like, yeah, that would suck.
That would suck if somebody, filmed you while you were having sex without your consent.
You know. It's not scary the way you've put it.
Yeah, it's not horror.
I'm not scared.
Maybe the real horror is the people that we see every day. I told my therapist I watched a girl drown when I was 15. I could have saved her, but I was too scared. All one sentence. I know, she said, as she got up to lock the door. That was my daughter.
This therapist sucks ass, dog.
A 23-foot tall gorilla came in, and she said, smashed it was my daughter, window. Too.
That was my freaking daughter.
Oh, yeah. Well,
this is a weird one. I know a lot more people died in your school shooting, but you still can't compare it to Columbine. Columbine was a classic.
Truly
Columbine
was
fucking classic. See, he said dog.
Inspired by this submission. And then it's another two-sentence horror. I always imagined comparison arguments with my child about who had it worse would revolve around interest rates or level of play. I didn't know we'd be comparing my Columbine high school experience to her most recent high school tragedy.
Jesus so Christ.
This guy, he's arguing against the pathos of the last post.
Yeah.
Where he's like, nah, dude, it's not even an argument. It's Columbine wins.
Now he's doing pure logos. It's, I don't know, at least with Columbine. I guess that is the Snow White of school shootings. If you think
what
about
does
it.
That mean?
Where it was like the first one, and like it wasn't very good. Like we've had better ones since then, but like it's impressive that they did that.
Yeah,
but
if Snow White
came
wasn't
out
the
today,
first anything,
it wouldn't be.
It wouldn't hold.
What was Snow much, White the first of?
Like fully colored animated movie.
That was the start of the Disney Golden Age. Or yeah. Was that later?
No, that was it. That was Snow White was the first one that they ever made.
Yeah, it's just like. In the history of animation, a
yeah.
reference point for a lot of shit, you know?
Yeah, like Columbine.
It doesn't hold up, certainly.
Yeah, like Columbine.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to school we go, with my gun and with my bag. Hi-ho, 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 hi-ho.
And then I'm going to shoot myself, because that's it.
That didn't go to the song.
Thanks for listening to the Brown Bricks Podcast.
The Brown Boogs
Podcast. The most amount of spooks you can have in a scare.
Whoa.
What? I can't say that? I can't say spooks now?
No.
No.
Not after last episode.
Well, let's talk
you're
about...
You're done with your racial episodes.
Let's talk about the spookiest news story.
Well, I got a spooky news story, and it's coming straight from the source, us.
Mm-hmm.
You've been having an issue. We've been recording the podcast, but every time I go and listen back, Jack's been complaining. He has to edit out these sounds. These sounds, none of us remember him
yeah.
making.
It
goes...
very weird. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so
that's funny. You said a funny joke.
That's one of the spooky things that's been happening to us.
That's what's crazy is that I don't even have to like really edit that out too much because like you know how we only have three mics hooked up.
Yeah,
she has a fourth mic that someone's talking.
You
on.
Just delete it.
Yeah, well, I delete it, but then like
you
when
just
I
delete,
because I was
it's
like, okay.
really not that much of a problem.
It's weird. It's weird that there's Fortnite, and then I listened to it and it said, "Hello, it's me. You're dead." Dead father. your mother like, your mother what? Killed me.
It's just a ghost said, trying to assume something about your life and just gets it completely wrong.
It's me, homie.
Jack, it's me, your dead mother. I'm talking you through the podcast. It's the only way I know how.
I need to talk to you on the Brown Bricks.
I need you to send me $500 in gift cards.
I need to email you at brownbrickspodcast@gmail.com.
Leave $1,000 cash in the tree at Memorial Park. I'll find it. I'll go find it.
Oh, wow, that is scary. I've been doing it every time, and she keeps coming back. She says, it's not enough, Jack.
I thought it was enough last time.
Inflation, I assumed, was
I'm
that,
still
but
in
actually...
Hell. Look, I'm making big things happen, and I need U.S. currency. I need U.S. currency to make it work.
I need cash. I need untraceable cash.
Fucking sell your car. Jack, I love you, but Jack, you gotta sell your car.
Jack, walk to work. Sell your car.
you need to take the money that you deposit from the ATM and then go get change for it
Jack,
at a bar.
You gotta take
you need
out
to make
a big
sure
loan.
That this is untraceable.
Jack, be more careful in your apartment when you get the deposit back. I need that.
Take out a big loan. Say it's for business. Say it's for business.
You have to go to the payday loans place and then cash the check. You can't just give me the check. I can't cash
I'm an ethereal ghost. I can scout for you locations to find loose copper.
Wow, my mother.
Oh, mother. It's been at least
two
minutes. I will go find the copper for you.
Yes, Mumsies, I will find all the copper in the walls and get it for you as much as you need.
Hey, what are you doing with the Mumsy?
What? What?
What are you doing?
What are you doing with all this
copper, Mumsies?
I have big, big plans. My baby boy, I have big plans.
Yes, Mumsies, I know your plans are wonderful. I love you, but please, can you tell me a little?
I'm building us a mansion in heaven.
Let's just say that once I have ready what I need ready, no one's going to talk shit about me ever again.
What about
me, yes, Mumsy.
Mumsies?
Nobody should talk shit about you.
You'll be safe, my boys.
Okay. All right. So if you don't want that ghost,
you don't want that ghost.
So guys, that's why we're saying you need to send us as much money as you possibly can. Yeah. I don't know how you're gonna get it to us. You gotta figure it out. Put it into Amazon
gift cards and email us the unused code
for Amazon gift cards so that we can save Jack's Mumsies and stop
Mumsies.
People from talking shit about her ever again.
Yeah,
please,
ever again.
Mumsies, I need that money for Christmas.
We got a little too much heat on stealing the copper, so now we just need you to send us Amazon gift cards.
Yeah.
Codes.
Please.
Codes. Email
just
us.
The code.
Codes.
Don't
we won't ask
in.
For anything
don't
for Christmas.
Don't you dare fucking cash
we
them.
Won't ask for anything for Christmas or for our birthdays.
Or for birthdays. Please, just send us Amazon gift cards, but do not cash them on the Amazon website. You need to cash only the codes. Just send us the codes the moment
All
that you
right.
get them.
Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye, Mumsies. I love you.